Hi, I'm Scott Hansman. This is Azure Friday. We're digging into the internals of Azure Automation. We've got Beth Cooper from the Automation team. Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Very, very good. Okay, so in the previous kind of basics of Azure Automation, I get the sense that this is much more than just, you know, writing PowerShell scripts. It's a PowerShell scripts as a service. It's automation as a service.
Yep.
And I saw that Eamon was, you know, able to turn on VMs and turn them on and off and things like that, but I'm not really clear how he was able to do that. It's
yep.
a little more complicated when I do it on my machine.
Yeah, so there's actually some magic underneath that he sort of hid. So we have, you have to have a management certificate uploaded to both your Azure settings, management settings, and also to the Azure Asset Store. So mm-hmm. Eamon in his earlier talk had that actually uploaded to assets and had an Azure connection asset created as well. So I can actually go in and show you.
Okay.
Our product team has a sample runbook on Script Center. So for anybody who wants to get started and get up and running talking to Azure quickly, they can use that to get started. But I can just show you that right here. So I'm just going to do a quick search. I actually tagged the runbooks mm-hmm. for today. So
the management certificate, is that the same one that I would download to my local machine to use the PowerShell commandlets to talk to it?
Yeah, so you would need that management, and it needs to be a PFX file. So that's sort of the important key, the one that you upload to Azure Automation, to the assets, that has to be the PFX, and then you would have the .cir file.
Okay, and can you show me how I get that? Like, where does that come from? Because I know I download publish settings files.
Yeah, so you, let's see. That might be another demo, but it you can actually create like a certificate from like the command prop, so
oh,
with
okay.
a make cir,
oh,
and
okay.
then you would just export that. So, and then once you do that, you would import that up into assets here.
Okay.
So for me, I have this. This is the Azure cert. So this is the file that I created. So
the PFX that you uploaded.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. And this has access to the virtual machine or to the Azure subscription?
This is the Azure subscription in general.
Okay.
So then I'll show you really quickly the runbook that uses that. So I'm going to hop back into this runbooks tab over here
mm-hmm.
And search for Azure Friday. Okay, cool. So this bottom level, Connect Azure, this is published. So I'm going to hop into here and then go into the authoring view. And then we'll just look at this version. So you
and
can.
Is this something that you had to write, or did this come from?
So this is something that our product team wrote, but we think people are going to use this all the time, so we actually published it. So for anybody who's getting started, you're probably going to want to go to Script Center and download that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what this is going to do is it simply takes, sort of as Eamon had mentioned, you can enter in parameters. So this is it takes the Azure connection name. So that's the name of the asset parameter.
Mm-hmm.
And then under here, if we scroll down a little bit more, you get the automation connection certificate here.
Okay, so get automation connection, that is a way of saying get this thing from the asset library?
Exactly, yeah. So you're going to get that there. And a way that you can do that, if you don't remember what the name is,
mm-hmm.
we actually have these nifty commands right in here. So if I go to insert and then setting, I can actually see all the assets, so I don't need to hop back and forth to find them. I can come in here and get them from here. So if I wanted to get that connection, you can see if I click here, I have my Azure Management connection. So that's actually the name of the connection file.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just show you what it looks like if I import it in here.
Oh, and I just wrote that line for you.
Exactly. So what we did here, we allow the user to just import whatever name that they want here.
Okay. Okay, cool. So you parameterized that, and then that connection then
Yep.
gets me the connection to?
It gets the connection to Azure. So what our connection files are doing, so we allow you to specify the name, and then since it's an Azure connection, you specify the certificate that's used to connect to Azure.
Mm.
So you'll see right here, the second line, we do the same thing, and instead of get automation connection, we get automation certificate.
I see, and the certificate name is inside of that connection.
Exactly,
so, one
so you just reference,
other.
Yep, exactly. So then we just do the simply do this set Azure subscription.
Oh, okay.
So this is the same exact thing that you'd be doing in PowerShell if you were not within
exactly. Okay.
Automation.
Now that this part was unfamiliar and now that's familiar. Now I understand.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. So then once we set that at that run scope,
mm-hmm.
then we can start chaining runbooks together and do other stuff.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Okay.
So this would be the most child runbook. So when you import this into your system, it's probably the first thing that you want to publish before mm-hmm. you start referring to it in other runbooks.
It's almost like the kind of thing that should be included when you make a new Azure automation. Like it should be a script that's available to everyone.
Yeah, yeah. So we're talking about doing some of that stuff. But right now we have it just available through Script Center.
So Script Center has a library of standard automation scripts
exactly.
that people should all go and check out.
Yep.
Okay, so that gets me the connection to Azure.
Yep.
How do I get into the virtual machine then?
Yep, I'm glad you asked that. So the next runbook we have here is the Connect Azure VM. And you saw that prompt was just because I had made some changes. And mm-hmm. we give you a little warning to make sure you don't lose anything by accident.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to scroll down here. So what we're doing here, we're passing in the Azure connection name because this is going to call the Connect Azure runbook that we just used.
Ah, so when you said it was the most child, that doesn't mean you call it first. That just means that it is going to be used. It's an asset runbook being used by...
Being used by, exactly.
It's nested within
It's a
Connect.
Nested runbook, yeah.
Okay,
that's
cool.
a good way to look at it. And then we're also passing in the service name, so the service name of that the VM lives in, and then the VM name itself.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing that we do in this runbook is call this Connect Azure runbook here.
Nice.
And just like with the assets, mm-hmm. you can just go to this insert again and then go to runbook in here. And then any runbooks that you see here have to be, they're the published version of the runbook. So you can have two different versions of runbooks in Azure Automation. There's a published and a draft version.
Mm-hmm.
What's being called from here is the published version.
I see, yeah. You don't want to build on a foundation that's not stable.
Exactly, exactly. So publish is like officially edited. It's ready to go to production.
That's kind of nice to see that list, though, because it makes me feel like, you know, I've got some Lego pieces that I can really
exactly.
start to build cool stuff with.
Exactly. So that's one of the things we really recommend our users do is build these sort of small runbooks that mm-hmm. are reusable. So then if you have larger tasks, you can just sort of piece them together and use them as they
so
suit
if I
your
tried,
needs.
If my first foray into Azure Automation was to build some epic script to deploy everything and solve the world's problems, I might not be successful.
Yeah, it's very easy to get started like this.
Okay,
yeah.
cool. So smaller pieces. So then you go mm-hmm. and you select these Azure script, and then here on line 61, you're saying, get Azure VM. I've done that before.
Yep, so we're getting the Azure VM, and then if we scroll over a little bit, we're actually getting the default WinRM certificate thumbprint here.
Ah, so WinRM, that's the way that you talk
directly to the machine. So what we're going to do with this, we're actually, later in this runbook, we're returning the URI, so the WinRM URI here.
Mm-hmm.
So if I just scroll down, so this is what we're getting here.
Okay.
And this is just going to return it. So then we can use that. So essentially what this does is it sets up the connection, so then you're able to use it in your later runbooks.
Okay. So when you're saying Connect Azure VM, that name really means get a hold of the resource management, you know, the management URI that I'm going to use to then have full control over that VM.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I just want to point out the first three scripts are all on Script Center, so they're mm-hmm. all...
don't have to write
yep,
any of this
exactly.
myself.
Exactly. So you can just go in and import this and use them as building blocks. Mm-hmm.
Now, Eamon was starting VMs and stopping VMs, but what I want to do is mess with files inside VMs
inside
and
VMs.
Put files into virtual machine. You know, really get inside, break open the VM and take control.
Yeah, yeah. So that's sort of what our next level is. So we have this invoke PS command. So this is also going to build on these two runbooks here.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to this draft version again, just to get this colored. And you can see here, we now have a VM credential as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are getting the VM credential based off of the name that we pass in.
Okay. That's one that you saved as an asset earlier.
Yep. So we had saved that as an asset earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're using the Connect Azure VM. Which
yep.
we had just been in.
Which then calls Connect Azure. Got that.
Exactly. And then we're just going to use this invoke commands line there. And so that's actually going to send in whatever command. So there's this on the top right there, the
right.
PS command. So whatever command you want to run on that virtual machine is then going to be passed into that invoke command.
So at that point, your run scope changes from being a scope that runs outside in this host that Azure Automation runs within, and you're running in the context of the
exactly,
virtual machine itself.
Exactly, exactly. Yep.
Okay.
So that's exactly what the command does. Other than that little piece, everything else is running in the context of the job host.
The job host.
Yep, exactly.
Which is not inside a virtual machine that I have control over.
No, that's something, that's what we control, yeah.
Okay. And then when I do that, I need to think about changing my perspective as far as like if I'm doing disk access, you know, where am I, where are my assets, where are my disks? And then I could get to event logs or logs physically on my virtual machine.
Yes, exactly. So you can run whatever commands that you'd want to run there. So that sort of gets you set up for larger scenarios. Mm-hmm. So places you might want to just go in and collect logs from all of your VMs and maybe store them up to like Azure Blob Storage mm-hmm. or something for later analysis.
Is that what Get VM Event Logs will do?
Yeah, so this actually isn't pulling it to Blob Storage, but what this one does is it collects logs, and then it just shoots, so this one gets logs for all of my VMs. Mm-hmm. So it's just really simple, get event log, and you could change that command. And it's going to get for each of my VMs, and then it's going to send me an email with the event logs.
Okay, would you mind going down to the scroll down a little bit?
Yep.
So for each VM that you've got available, invoke PS command, right? And then, then you pull it out. So in this case, you're storing them for email, but just as I've got control of Azure with my Azure connection, mm-hmm. I could use that credential, or maybe I could store a storage connection string as an asset.
Yep.
Pull those logs out, put them in Blob Storage, maybe then delete the VM afterwards, like it's a test VM.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, you could definitely do that. So
would a totally reasonable scenario, I'm just kind of brainstorming here.
Okay.
Make a brand new virtual machine, deploy a bunch of software on it, run a bunch of tests, collect all the logs, delete the virtual machines, all in an attempt to, you know, use my resources responsibly, save money.
Yep.
That would be something I could totally do with Azure Automation.
Yes, that's definitely a valid scenario.
Rock on. What are some other really cool scenarios that you've had people do?
Some of the really simple ones that we were talking about is just starting and stopping VMs. That's a top favorite. Mm-hmm. But also doing, what's a top favorite? So you can do like custom installation. So when you're talking about doing custom patching, so let's say you wanted to patch on certain days, you can do installs for that. Another top scenario that we see is monitoring scenarios. Mm-hmm. So maybe you might be using Azure VMs to monitor, like the monitoring within Azure VMs, or you could be using a third-party system. Mm-hmm. So you could actually hook in your runbook to take some sort of remediation steps. Mm. So this is another really good scenario that you might want to use this in, where you might say, okay, so something's gone wrong, but before I even go ahead and troubleshoot this, I want to collect all the necessary information to save myself some time.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And because you've got the full power of PowerShell
and
the full power of being able to attach to the RM service inside of Windows Server, you can really do anything.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's very flexible.
Awesome. We're learning all about Azure Automation with Beth Cooper here on Azure Friday. Mm-hmm.